Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor. Before we dive in, I just want to give a big thank you to today's sponsor, Dr. Bradley Nelson, a New York Times best-selling author of The Emotional Code and The Body Code. We're grateful for his support of his show, for his show and all his work that he's helped people explore their energy healing in a safe and structural way. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest on our show today, and it is Dr. Marina. And she is a holistic specialist known for her integrated functional care across gut health, hormonal balance, thyroid, longevity, and fertility. She leads the team at National Wellness Group, and she also heads Road to Fertility, a holistic program supporting natural conception of IVF support and overall reproductive wellness. You can explore her work at nationalwellnessgroup.com and roadtofertility.com. The links will be in our notes so you can find them in our description. Dr. Marina, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show today. I'm really excited because you talk my language. I love the things that you do. And can you tell everybody, about yourself, say hello and tell everybody what you're all about?
Sure. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for such a warm introduction. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Marina. I live by what I do, and I preach the same thing to other people, what I believe in. And I believe that this beautiful medicine will save the world and will give to those that are already somewhat broken a new beginning, because that's how we do this. So by explaining how I do what I do and why I do this, I would like to take you a little bit back. Firstly, about my education. I'm in medicine altogether for over 30 years. My main education was in Western medicine mainly, and then I started exploring functional medicine. I started exploring, I actually started practicing functional medicine a little bit over 10 years, and I saw beautiful results. When I was working within Western medicine model, I saw something very specific. You probably know a hospital, North Shore Hospital in Manhasset in Long Island. I used to be employed there for a little bit over 9.5 years, and I offered specific service where I prepared patients for surgery. And what I was seeing very specifically, it was 20 years ago, that these patients, we would see patients. Average patient seen 8 to 12 per day, and we would see maybe 1 to 5 patients per week that would have cancer. By the time that I was resigning, we had 5 to 8 patients that cancers per day.
Oh,
What is
wow.
happening is like, wow, and this is part of Long Island, and I talk about it all the time. So obviously I understood there's a shift and something we are not addressing, because these people are getting younger and getting sicker, and obviously they are not getting the care that they need, because surgery doesn't resolve everything. What does it exactly resolve? Like, you find something somewhere in body part, you cut it out, but it's there for a reason. Body went through this loop because something is happening. By
Yes.
cutting it out, then giving radiation and chemotherapy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yes, you're burning, you are using specific entities to maybe annul something and turn things off, specific cells which are healthy and unhealthy together. What is happening to people for recovery? Is this recovery is even happening? And that changed my mind completely. I had my own story with it where I could needed to understand how to help myself.
Yeah.
Working with sick population, you pick up on it, very quickly. And it opened my eyes to lots of different things. I started searching, what can we do? How can we support the body holistically? Yes, we have medicine that's available. We call it Western medicine model, right? But what about holistic medicine that was here from the beginning of the days? You
Yes.
know, the herbs, the vitamins, the minerals, they were here with food. It
Yes.
started with the beginning of the world, but nobody's talking about it. How
Right.
could that be? Why are we not supporting system with these patients the way they should be supported? And I
Yeah.
started searching, went to school again, started taking lots of courses again, flying to meet different doctors, understanding how they're doing it. And my main education, I will not let audience know, I am by my primary education a nurse practitioner with a doctorate degree in nursing. So I went all the way to understand how to do and how to change and how to improve. Then I went to functional medicine, naturopathic medicine. I'm a naturopathic medicine doctor as per the board certification. And I learned so many different things. We can do so many things to support. In order not to get ill, we need to start from the beginning. Are we missing something? Are we toxic in something? Are we not detoxifying things out? Why is it all collecting? Why the body falling apart? What do we need to do not to fall into that state? You know, people talking about, oh, how do we treat? But how do we prevent? So this preventative should be there from get-go, from the beginning. So how do we do this? Firstly, we have to educate. And if you make an appointment to see your primary care provider, and this provider accepts insurance, it's wonderful, but you will notice that you're not going to spend with the doctor more than 15 minutes. That's it. They don't have time. What about education? These doctors don't have time for this. Patient education is so important, and it's not a doctor's fault. It's lots of patients. Panels are very short, 15 minutes, 15 minutes, every 15 minutes, new patient, and they have about 40 patients to see a day.
I know. It's crazy.
So, what kind of service is being provided? How are they doing it? And how are they successful? So, I started learning a lot of things. Yes, now knowledge came. I started using it mainly on myself, then on my family members. It works wonderfully. You feel the difference. How do we apply? Started talking to doctors that are doing now functional medicine and offering this care different way. Instead of seeing 40 patients a day, you can, because now you're spending with patients about an hour per day. So obviously now it's only 8 to 10 patients per day. Okay, so now care is very different. The way you approach person is very different. What we hear and how we understand what they're talking about and their story. Again, everything is about patients and their story. What are they saying? Are we able to hear, to understand what are they telling us? Because a complaint of one person, I don't have an appetite, on the other person, I eat too much, I never get satisfied. It could mean two different things, right? Or it could be exactly the same thing. What is happening? How do we look at the body? And how do we address it specifically for that individual? So I see all different kind of patients in my practice. Honestly, every time somebody sits in front of me, if they remind me, a person that came with questions and nobody could answer it, and then it's like, you know what? I'll give you Wellbutrin. Take this medication, and it will help it. You know, blood work is normal. Everything is normal. We can't understand what's wrong with you. Take this, and that will help you. This is my patients. They come. I do not know what's wrong with me. I'm not feeling well. My stomach is bloated. I don't have energy in the beginning. Like, it's so specific. And we start from the beginning. Okay, let's talk about when it started. Did anything happen in your life? Did you get sick with anything? Did you have stress? Like, it's very specific symptoms. It's very specific story. We do blood work. We do only functional panel specific to the need of the patient to understand physiology of this individual. What has broke? How can we correct it by understanding how physiologically they now changed, they altered, so we can correct it, so we can heal it. Healing is an art. I tell people all the time, it's not your usual. You go to the doctor, they give you a prescription, you take that prescription, you go home, you take this medication, you're done. It's not. You're never done. Healing, it's the beginning of healing the body and giving it what it's need for repair and then supporting it through. So I have people who come for longevity and wellness. We have people with chronic disease, such as Lyme's disease. They go from place to place to place, and they couldn't be treated because now they have all these funny symptoms, chronic fatigue, all the signs and symptoms of thyroid and adrenal dysfunction, where no people can put it together. How do you treat them now? Neurological issues. How, these poor people are lingering all the time. So it, again, it's very specific care, and we need to start from the beginning, and everything is taken into consideration. The brain function, neurotransmission, hormonal balance, are they balanced hormonally or are they not? What do we give them to help them? Are they producing enough growth hormone? Growth hormone is a driver. It's basically it's like generator of energy is the same with adrenals. If you're not generating that energy and you're not releasing for repair, what are you expecting? They're never going to repair. So how do we support that so these people start repairing? Now, long haul COVID, these long haul COVID patients, they look and sound like patients with Lyme disease. I do not know if somebody like puts parallel, it sounds so similar. Now, COVID, usually patients with long haul COVID, the COVID is very light that causes this. They don't get violently ill anymore. It's a fever for a day or two. They lay in bed, they drink lots of water, everything goes away, and then it starts. They cannot sleep, they cannot think, brain fog, no energy, and the twitch, it's another thing. They twitch. They can twitch every 5 to 15 minutes at night, and the twitch wakes them up. And it's like nobody can understand it. Now I twitch. Very specific. Anxiety, depression, panic disorder. Wow. It's like everything. So how do we treat it? We do it wonderfully. It depending on what this individual needs for correction. Of course, they always address digestive tract, the gut, microbiome. You cannot, nobody can have normal production of hormones without normal functioning liver and a gut. Gut biome is so, microbiome is so important. And I tell patients all the time, I was like, you will get better. It will take time. We're gonna have to do, we have to take certain steps. And I explain to them, first step to do specific blood work, functional blood work panel, very different. Panel might look the same, but the values, functional values are very different. So they're very narrow, very narrow. And I explain to patients, it's like you wear shoe size 5, and if I give you shoe 5, shoe size 10, are you comfortable in that shoe? So it is the ranges are to you. It's to your age, it's to your gender, it's for your physiology, what is right for you. And we're gonna do our best to guide you so you can fit, and while we support you, you feel better. And again, I explained to patients, you didn't get sick overnight. Most people, when they come, they're sick for 10, 15 years. It's going to take time to repair. It's a process. And again, staying well, it's a lifelong process. It's a journey. And it's a patient's decision. Where's the destination? Like, when do they want to stop? But we also educate them. We have specific educational platform. They can watch the videos, read the material. It's a lot of information. They keep the knowledge. We give it to them. It's part of the process. It is so important to empower and give them this opportunity for patients for fertility. It's actually very sad what's happening right now. So we know our fertility rates have dropped, and they're dropping very quickly. So I have different categories of women that come to me. It's either category of women that cannot get pregnant and find me, which is wonderful because they didn't spend resources elsewhere for IVF services yet. Because they, you know, I'll explain all of this to you. So they have the funds. Now it's time to correct the problem first and then see maybe you can do it without IVF. Most of women find me because they already went through cycles of IVF. Go through cycles of egg retrieval. They fail and they come to me. They do. Now I have a patient that reached out. She already did 11 retrievals. 11 retrievals. And I'm asking her, if it doesn't work, why are you still doing it? And she says, well, my doctor told me to do it every month. So I'm doing it every month. And I'm explaining it to her. You already dried out. Like you don't have resources in you to give out more. Well, you're trying to squeeze. You're trying to squeeze more. There's not much you can do right now. Your body is not giving. What are you squeezing? You know, they're listening to them. It takes time. It has to take time for them to sit in. And this realization comes. It's like, you know what? It makes sense. How can we change that? Of course, we can change that. How do we do that? Let's look all the way back. So these women are in their mid-30s. Reproductive age, as soon as we menstruate, now girls are menstruating at 10 years old, which is crazy by itself, you see? And our time, average girl that was menstruating was aged 12, 13, not 9 years old, not 10 years old. So that's her have already shifted, you see? So if she's starting menstruating earlier, the reproductive window will end earlier. You see? Like, people don't understand this. So we used to have women that would start family earlier. Now, reality of it, women educated, there is career, women are busy with their careers, they have to build for themselves with a partner, and then they're ready. So by the time they're already over than 30 some years old. Because that's when it happens. But in medicine, women of 35 years and older go in category of advanced maternal age. I always tell my patients that. I was like, do you know what that means? Because you physiologically, you are in very specific group now, which basically says that you're old for reproduction. And I didn't make up this term. It's available in medicine. And any woman that gets pregnant at that age, she's automatically in risk category. So she goes to risk doctor, high risk obstetrician that takes care of her. It's all different kind of ball game because the way that to be treated is differently. So if you're looking at these women that are working on their career, going to school, doing all of that, going through so much stress, life is going by, what do you think is happening with the body? So much stress. Yes, there is wear and tear, but there is also stress and it wears them out.
It does.
But here now, these women are somewhat worn out. Basically, I tell them, you are now tired because that's what happens. And now we went through COVID, you know, the years of COVID. It does too because it wears you out even more. And
Does.
now these women are ready to have family. So they don't have so many resources anymore. The body already used it up, a lot of things. Body has been used, you know, as simple as that. And now they're trying and demanding of this body to do something it cannot do. So if you want to change that, it's all different approach. The approach is, firstly, we need to test and understand which parts are really worn out and which parts of your body need more support. Usually it's entire endocrine function, trust me. It's entire endocrine system that needs all of that support. Once we support the system and replace what's absolutely necessary for repair, body blooms. It's amazing. And I don't want my patients to think, or anybody who in this situation think, oh, my body is broken and I failed and all of that. No, life is life, and this is not easy. Time has stick went by, it's gone by. We collect things throughout the life cycle. Now it's time to repair, recoup, and then you will do it. It's a very different approach. So here in the United States, there are no programs like that.
No.
Nobody offers this. And I'm looking at it, but we have such a great need for it.
We do.
We have such a great need because these women around 40s now ready to do this, and they go to IVF clinics, and it's like the same story over and over and over again. They get stimulated, nothing gets really checked. Of course, IVF doctors do what they usually do. Oh, your anti-Müllerian hormone looks low, but you know what? Let's stimulate you a bit, and then we'll collect what's there. So basically, you know, body is already saying in a basket. You have so little, but let me just push you a little bit and let's see what else we can squeeze. So whatever we squeeze, now we're going to harvest. So whatever we're squeezing from you empty and you are not, you know, you're not repleted, let's get that. And then we'll see what we got through standpoint of genetics. And then they're doing genetic analysis. Like they check and then some eggs they will discard. And then they're going to create embryos with a sperm, and then they're going to check for genetics again. But do we forget about something? Like if we have a tree right? And you want a good fruit. In order to get a good fruit, you need to give a lot of TLC, you need to give nourishment, you have to talk to that tree, you have to be nice and gentle, and then you wait, right? You give water, and then the tree gives you apples. You can talk about apples, watermelons, whatever else it is. It's the same thing. In order to receive, you have to deposit. The same thing in our body. I also tell patients this very interesting analogy. They all laugh. Let's say we have a factory. A woman has a factory, and that factory produces lots of things, right? And again, looking at the body by hierarchy of needs, like we have a head, we have the computer is our head, all hormones, everything signaling from here. Then the thyroid, then we have a chest and lungs and heart, and then we have a core, which is our digestive tract, liver, back of kidneys, and then we have reproductive organs that are on the bottom. And I tell my patients, why do you think your reproductive organs on the bottom? Because by hierarchy, your body does everything possible to save energy in the core so you can survive. So if your body's so worn out and your system, because your body's brilliant, doesn't make mistakes. It wants to save you. So the first thing is going to turn off reproduction because it is optional. It is optional. Reproduction will only happen when you resolve all of this. You see, I find all different ways to explain it to them. Let's say a body. Body is a factory. And a factory has lots of employees. Lots of employees. So there are different cells, different function. The hormones are like released by specific organs, and you're not paying them the way you should be paying them. Yes, we are all eating food, but then the food does not deliver all the nutrients it did before. Food now and food 20 years ago, it's nothing to compare. It does not compare at all. But you're still eating the same food, and you think it's a good quality because it's organic, and you're basically underpaying the workers in a factory. And then all of a sudden, you want these workers to produce beautiful product that is not able to produce, which are eggs. And you're giving hormones and you're forcing them to do that. What happens? They go strike. Strike. Nothing will happen. So, firstly, we need to understand that body is absolutely beautiful. Number one, nobody's failing. We just have to have a different approach. It's the physical body, there's also emotion and spiritual, everything's connected. We need to understand, is there any trauma? Where is this trauma coming from? Because sometimes some women come and their story is very specific. I'll tell you, I have quite a few patients that come from IVF and they have post-traumatic stress disorder after everything that has been done to them. And their subconscious will do everything now to block this experience because it's so traumatic. So we need to understand where is this coming from and how can we resolve it so gently so nervous system can relax and to allow for this beautiful work to be done. So now body can thrive. So this baby can come into this world. It is so interesting. It is very different process. And again, you cannot demand. What demand? What demand? You can't be demanding. But most of the time, all we do is demand. Do
I
this, do
don't.
that. Body not going to do that. I have patients. It's so funny. And we also used to telling patients, in order to be healthy, you need to exercise. I'm not opposed to exercise, but if you're already worn out and you don't have energy, what exercise? What exercise? And patients are telling me, yeah, my doctor tells me I have to exercise, but I don't feel good. I go to the gym, I exercise, and then I'm out for 3 days. I was like, now you stop. You meditate, you walk, you sleep. She's like, no exercise? exercise. We're going to come to exercise. We have to build you. We have to correct deficits. We need to understand your physiology. Once you build on it, then you do whatever you want. It's very different approach. So, and again, it took me with my primary education. It took me time. to understand all of this. And I'm very sad that it's not, we don't educate that to our medical community. So they understand physiology this way. For about 9 years and a half, I actually was a employed as a professor in City University of New York. So I educated the students. We had so much fun. So I've learned how to do this, how to present it so everybody can understand in a way that even child understands. This is so important. And how do we address the body though? Because people, the understanding that you can do something like take a pill and it will help with everything. Impossible. Impossible. Like people constantly are looking for shortcuts. Are shortcuts available? Absolutely. Shortcuts are available, such as peptides. There are shortcuts. And I use peptides in my practice. Like, you know what? This will help you do A, B, C, D, and F instead of me helping you for 9 months. You can do the same job in 6 months or 4 months. Would you like to use those? Shortcut. Because it works so beautifully if you use it right and use each peptide to right patient right way. Sometimes, you know, everybody, social media, everybody on the phone, and everybody looking for so much information. And sometimes patients come to me, look at this. I was like, so what is it? It's some new peptide. I was like, I want it. I was like, what for? It will not do what you're looking for. You need something different that will do exactly as it should. And again, we take steps. You cannot bombard your system with all of this because patients have to be on oral supplementation therapy. We have to change their lifestyle. We have to modify what they're doing. We always start with basics. Sleep. Can you sleep? Question number one. Most of the time, oh no, I have insomnia for 10, 15 years. I wake up 3 to 5 times a night. Oh, sleep is ruined? So are you.
It's
It
true.
is, we always come to basics. It is, to me, it is so elementary. It's not very difficult to understand. Should not be difficult. Why are we still challenged though? You know, so I wanted to come and speak to you, and hopefully, I can educate people so people understand. In order to have different result, you have to have different steps. You have to change something. This poor lady that already had 11 sessions of collecting her eggs, harvesting, and hoping that she's gonna have different results without changing anything else. I just feel so bad. I just feel so bad. Of course, everything that get it, there is a way that we can improve everybody else's physiology. We need to understand which right steps to take first and how to address that. That's what makes a big difference.
Yes, 100%. Now, where do peptides and BHRT and IV therapy fit? Like, for whom might they not be appropriate for?
So IV therapy is appropriate for everybody. I love IV nutritional therapy. I mix all the bags that my patients receive. I do it very specifically. And again, we have lots of different formulas we can use, and every patient has specific formula that I mix them for. It's very different. By doing IV nutritional therapy, we're actually delivering nutrition and gets absorbed 100%. You know, if you do this right, it gets into the system and does exactly what it needs. Almost no waste. Oral nutritional therapy, every patient is on it. But again, 70% of everything that's given goes into waste because it goes through the liver, you know? And we know that. That's what happens. That's a job of the liver to cancel out whatever liver thinks is not necessary. But again, physiologically, we are so altered. Most of my patients has MTHFR mutation. You know, so we need to understand what are they able to do in physiological standpoint or not able to do. Anybody with MTHFR gene mutation, I have patients with double mutation. And I'm explaining it to them. It's like, listen, you double mutated. Now we understand that you're not methylating and you're not detoxifying. Both things are a problem. So it's very different approach. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy depends. If somebody would like to conceive, We check if the thyroid is working, if hypothalamus pituitary is working, adrenals are working, ovaries are working. If they're not working, we adjust, make proper adjustment. And again, for me, bioidentical hormone is a hormone you make. It's not the
Yes.
hormone that comes to you from pharmacy.
Right.
So how do you make it? You need a raw material. So I give this raw material to my patients. I was like, let's start with that. We always can add more. Let's start with basics. Let's see if you're going to start making it yourself.
Right.
They start making it wonderful. If they're still lacking back, we add smaller quantities. Thyroid, very important for reproduction. Thyroid important for everything.
Yes.
Closer it is to the brain, more important the gland is. I'm telling my patients. And again, when patients go to primary care or even endocrinologists, they don't get entire panel, so they don't understand the entire picture,
Yeah.
right? Most of the time, they test for TSH and they also test for T4. So what about free T3, free T4, reverse T3, thyroid peroxidase antibody? What about everything else? Like it's
Yes.
available. Why don't we test for that so we can understand? Is this primary problem of thyroid? Or maybe it's not. Maybe there is no conversion.
Right.
Maybe there's an autoimmunity. And I would like to speak a little bit about immune system and what happens within immune system. For example, for wellness or fertility. If an individual has at least one autoimmune condition, and I test for a couple, I don't test for everything. We
Yes.
know if we don't intervene, body will be getting more and more and more and more autoimmune issues. It's not going to be one. And it's going to go until the entire system is knocked out.
Yes.
So I tell patients all the time, it might be your thyroid now, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. If you don't intervene now, because your system is already triggered, it's already reacting over time. People not
Yeah.
understanding what's important about the immune system. Oh, we want to stimulate it. We want to regulate it.
Yes.
You know, stimulate it for whom? If your system, if your immune system already upregulated, you wanna bring it down and just regulate it, not stimulate it, because it's already triggered. You wanna bring it up to here, you're gonna get really sick. For those people whose immune response is very low, we wanna again regulate it, but bring it up. You see, it's very different kind of approach. So for women who wanna conceive and I see immune system already triggered, we always address it. Because it could be a reason why they're not conceiving or they're aborting very early on. It's very interesting when I'm asking patients and conducting their history, if they said they already had two, three, four miscarriages, I always ask at what gestational age. Some of them, they have it in their phone. Some just remember and tell me. And what I see a lot, first, it could be weeks 12, 13, second one, 9, then it's 8, then it's 5, and then they can get pregnant. Isaac, do you understand what this means? Every time you're pregnant, your body gets triggered more and more, so it cancel it out and as early as possible. Cancel, 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 cancel. Why your body is doing it? A good question, right? So if it's 3 times, we already say that by it's a habitual. Body is doing because it's a habit. So we want to do everything possible so it's not 3 times. 2 times, we want to stop it. Because now body learns to your fetus, embryo is a foreign substance. Let's clean it out. Why? Because it's the body perceives it as a threat. So in order for body not to do that, we need to stop that cycle. Regulate immune system. So it's not over-responding like this. And I'm also explaining to patients that's one of the issues. What if your body simply doesn't have resources to continue? You know, people don't understand. When I'm telling them that, it makes sense. They're like, wow, it makes sense. Why nobody told me this? I do not know why people are not telling you this. And just like, they're telling me that they went through fertility treatments and the doctors. It takes specific mindset to understand that. We cannot demand a body do something that we never paid forward for. You know, we're talking about this anti-aging. Now everybody wants to be youthful. Yeah, we all do. But in order to be one, you have to make sure you're not absolutely deficient so your body can function to the best of its ability. I have patients that are coming to me and they're telling me, I have my lovely dog here, by the way, she came to say hi. Here, say hi. There she is, my little Ava. So, patients come to me and they tell me that they eat organic. By the way, it's not really regulated. How organic, God only knows. And they also take supplementation and they say, well, they're not deficient. If I hear specific symptoms, I know and I tell them, I said, if you feel this, you're definitely deficient. They do blood work and the panel comes with nutritional deficiency and I show it to them. I was like, here. And the question is, how come I'm taking so many supplements? The last patients I saw about yesterday, she said she's taking 21 supplements. 21. And she was so deficient. I was like, can you please just stop? Question is about absorption. Can you really absorb what you're taking? What about your digestive lining? Are you absorbing? So every patient that I have, if patients are from state of Florida, locally where I'm at, some patients in New York, they receive IV nutritional therapy. And that makes a great difference. Great difference. I actually, yesterday, I was very pleasantly surprised. I have a beautiful lady that came to me with a very specific condition. She is 30 pounds underweight. And of course, she looks specific, and because, you know, she had very specific nutritional issues for many years, and we started working, and we're only working for 8 weeks. Yesterday, we learned that she got pregnant. She tried before, didn't work. But again, it's not one thing. We change their diet. We do supplementation. We do IV nutritional therapy. And she's so nervous, poor thing. She's like, how come I'm not well yet? I was like, listen, your body decided you can do it now. If body decides you can do it, we're just going to continuously work together, and I'll do my best to support your body through with whatever that your body needs, whatever that you need. You know, if her body has decided it could do it, wonderful. She was trying for 7 years. Nothing happened. Well, now is this? Isn't that lovely? I have so many interesting cases, a lot too, I could share. It is very interesting. It what makes me do what I do is the results that I see. It is so much fun. And knowing that I'm a part of that creation of this new being and, you know, building of their family, it is priceless.
It is. It is. You know, so many people don't realize that there is a root cause of why this happens. You know, so many times I get so annoyed because I see people just run into the doctors and the doctor gives them the medicine and the medicines cause side effects and cause problems in the body and it doesn't solve the problem. And you know, they really need to go to the root cause. Why is this happening? Why is my body reacting like this? You know, why is it doing what it's doing?
But you know what? In respect of patients, they're trying and they go to doctors. They don't get any answers, unfortunately. Some do, some do not. And those people end up in my office because it's always almost the same thing. I had a lovely lady yesterday. The same thing. She came. She's like, I don't feel well. I'm tired all the time. My doctor says I have to exercise and then I'm going to have more energy. I have no energy to exercise. And I almost eat nothing and I drink water and she gets bloated out of water. That's a leaky gut for you. It's the worst kind that you can get when she's re already reacting to water. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And bowel doesn't work. And she's always constipated and she needs to take stuff and also anxious all the time. It's like you listening to this, a lot of people like that and they still don't get any help.
That's like one of the biggest problems. I hear people complaining all the time. It's constipation, bloatedness, tiredness, lack of energy, feeling fatigue all the time. I hear that all the time when people, you know, or they just have a hard time going to sleep. Those are like the most common problems I hear from people all the time, who you
So
just mentioned.
constipation is one problem. There is another problem, undigested food diarrhea. You know, I ask, how are you going to the bathroom? Like, I'm not asking, are you constipated? Some people don't understand what that means. How often do you go to the bathroom for number two? Are you doing every day? Doing every other day? Like I had a patient. She's like, oh, I have no problem. I go to the bathroom 5 times a day. And I was like, what do you mean? Can you please explain? She's like, yeah, every time I eat something, I'm in the bathroom 20 minutes later. I was like, wow, okay. How does your stool look like? How does it look like? She looks at me. I was like, she was surprised I even asked her that question. I was like, how does it look like? Can you explain to me? Is it digested? Is it, what color? Is there a smell? Not digested, it doesn't sink down, it floats on top. It basically, her ability to digest has been altered. She cannot digest. And therefore, every time she eats, no matter what she eats, it causes inflammation, she bloats. And then her system gets triggered, and then she's in the bathroom because body sends signal SOS, let's get rid of it. At the same time, she already gained 20 pounds. She's like, I don't understand. I almost eat nothing. Every time I eat something, I'm in the bathroom and I'm gaining weight. And doctors check and they say, absolutely everything is normal. How is it possible? I was like, well, obviously your body's doing it and it's possible. It's just nobody yet understood what's wrong with you, which right away to me, she's inflamed. The gut is inflamed. And again, women with very specific complaints such as, oh, I had an ectopic pregnancy, or I'm not ovulating on time, or my during my menstrual cycle my bowel movements changes, and they don't understand. I was like, you know what, you need to stop right now trying to conceive actively. We need to fix all of that so you can succeed, because you lost your fallopian tube because your bowel is inflamed, so is are your fallopian tubes, so your ovaries, and now basically her body's trying. It captured, zygote, now was moving and got stuck in fallopian tubes because it was inflamed, the tube itself, opening became smaller. The poor embryo tried to grow. She had symptoms of pain, 8, 9 weeks of gestation, and fallopian tube no more. Done. Like, stop trying right now. We need to fix all of this first when inflammation is gone, and then you do it. Please be patient. And I tell patients, oh, how long will it take? It will take some time. But it doesn't take forever, though. Patients start reporting very interesting symptoms 2 to 3 weeks after the program started. Oh, wow, I didn't think it's going to be like that. I'm less bloated. Oh, wow, look at that. I don't have diarrhea anymore. Oh, man, I don't have constipation. I go to the bathroom usually regularly. Things like that change. Oh, they start losing weight. And I'm not a weight loss program. And I'm telling guys, this is not a weight loss program. You're going to correct the issue, whatever root is, and root is inflammation. Trust me. Almost everybody's inflamed. I test them for inflammatory markers. I show it to them. I'm like, look, didn't we discuss this? Look how inflamed you are. They need to understand. What's coming from most of the time is digestive tract. Because patients say, well, I'm eating good food. My diet is great. I was like, wonderful. Did anybody help you put this diet together? No, I looked in the Google. Google said, I have lots of Google. Now I have ChatGPT that's always confused. I was like, this is funny. I was like, okay, does Google know your physiology or ChatGPT? Did you scan yourself and put it so ChatGPT could know what you could and could not have? How would you do that? If for somebody it's beneficial, for somebody it's absolutely poisonous. People are so different. They don't understand. But with this approach, people understand more and more, and that's how we make a difference. That's how we make a difference. So I have a very interesting couple that I'm still working with. So when they came to me, they're over 30. The father, the husband, he has very specific genetic component to him. So they went through IVF cycles twice before, harvested some eggs, created some embryos. Twice embryos were tested and they were not a good quality and they could not be implanted. So out twice. Can you imagine what these people go through? All of that emotional turmoil, all of that. All they wanted, can you please help us so we have a chance of being a parents of our biological children? Because if this happens, next step, you know what? Get somebody else's sperm. That's what it is, right? If you know that this is a gentleman and he's carrying that, get somebody else's sperm. Because if your sperm, your genetic material is not good enough, we need to use somebody else's. My patients, real results. Work with them for maybe 9 months now. They're already pregnant. And again, pregnant. And again, yes, they needed to do an IVF for a specific reason. It's needed to be done, absolutely. But again, the genetic material need to be tested before it gets transplanted. They tested first cycle, six healthy embryos.
That's wonderful.
They placed one embryo in, it took, and now we're just supporting the system through so she can carry this child to term. And we do preconception, we do conception, we do postpartum, if they want to do all of that. Patients always see that they can choose to stop anytime they want to, but most of the time, the patients that we get, they don't stop. And we continuously support their physical being. Everybody has specific needs. So there is no cookie cutter system. There is no way you can copy paste. It's not copy pastable. I tell them, I can't do it like that. So it takes much more time and effort on my end to do what I need to do for them to have these kind of results. But when that happens, it's amazing.
That
It's
is amazing.
great. It's like me and my staff, every time we have wonderful outcome, we celebrate because
Yeah.
now we change somebody else's life.
100%. Yeah.
You
That's
know,
super.
if you're helping somebody feel better, you're helping them feeling better, right?
Yeah.
It's valuable, very valuable. If you're helping somebody build a family, they will have that child for the rest of their life. Now
Yeah.
you change their life forever. It's great. And the other
Yeah.
component people are not thinking about, and again, I'm explaining it to them and educating as much as possible about epigenetics and genetics. Everybody should be cognizant and should be understanding that we need now, if we want healthier offspring, we need to correct us first.
Yes.
It is so important.
Yes.
Correct us first. And then you're going to have higher chances of having healthy pregnancy and
Yeah.
healthy baby.
Right.
It is so important. Again, people not thinking. They think
Yeah.
they're going to take very quick shortcut and everything will work. And again, I bring them back. I was like, I understand you're very impatient right now, but I'm explaining it to you again. You're going to do this. You're not really there yet.
Yeah.
Even if your body decides to do it, it's wonderful. But the child that you're going to have, it's yours.
Yes.
There is no exit way out of this. It is your kid.
Right.
Autistic spectrum, look how many children now on
Yeah.
spectrum.
It's horrible. The numbers are.
We know that's a 300% increase, but it's not an accurate number.
Yeah.
I spoke to some people, they estimating it's over 1,000% increase
Is it really? Wow.
from 1980s. So, and again, when I went to school, we had maybe two children that needed special help.
Yeah.
Two out of all, entire school was like 3,000 children. Now you
Yes.
go to school, they have classes, 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 or just school for kids that with special needs.
Yes.
And again, spectrum is so wide, it's not narrow. It's a lot of kids that go into the spectrum. And it's
Yeah.
not saying they're autistic. No, they are on autistic spectrum. It's ADD, ADHD, all of these. Neurodivergent, we are responsible. If those who want to be a parent, they need to think before,
Yes.
not afterwards. Or what am I going to do now? And this is now prevention. You know, how do we prevent this? How do we? And again, children get diagnosed a little bit after they get to age of 2 years old. So these 2 years, pediatricians just observing, are they developing at the same rate? What is happening? You know, so basically you 9 months, no help. This woman is pregnant. Then another 2 years, no help.
Right.
And then what? You already lost so much time. You know, better, earlier you intervene, better it's going to be.
Yes. 100%. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and we had to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things that you'd like to emphasize from our conversation today?
What would I like to emphasize? I would like for people to understand that everything is in their hands. All I do my best to empower people to take that first step, to think differently, to look for answers, look for provider that will hear you, that will have specific approach to your need. Don't stop. You went to one place, you spoke to somebody, the provider didn't hear you. Go find somebody else. Go look for another one. Don't stop. Take this ownership in your hands. Because mainly we are responsible for this physical being, nobody else. Doctor is not responsible. You're responsible. Find provider that will resonate with you, that will guide you. That special person, I know it's not easy to find. But people are there, just look.
That's true. Very true. Now, what are some of the services that you provide?
Some of the services we provide, we mainly whoever calls with whichever problem they're dealing with, we are there to support them, no matter what it is. It could be longevity, it could be just wellness, hormonal balance, fertility, male hormonal balance, sexuality. We do it all. And again, in order, people sometimes ask me, oh, you do this too and do this too. Once you understand physiologically how body works, you really should not be dividing it in pieces, you know? It's one. It's one beautiful system. And again, if we believe that we created by God, right, and the image of the creator, then we have to understand that as one system, not many different systems.
That's so true.
And you know, when we address body as a whole, not excluding parts, including everything, it's such a different outcome. We have a different outcome.
We do. We do. That's so true. Now, where can people find you?
Sure. We provide telehealth. We actually provide, I'm licensed in three different states. It's New York, Florida, and Nevada. Telehealth, there are no limits. Call us. We are available. We have two working websites. It's nationalwellnessgroup.com and roadtofertility.com. Phone number is 1-561-781-8888. I have beautiful staff that's available to answer all your questions. If you have any questions, please call us. You also can go onto the website, look at information. Everything is presented there.
I
Everything is
love.
presented there. We have a lot of people that call us that are now dealing with cancer. Although we are not an oncologist, and I tell patients, if you got diagnosed with oncological disorder, please find a specialist. But if somebody coming to us and they went already through oncological care and now they want to remain in state of wellness, they're more than welcome. I want to make sure they're taken care of by proper individuals that are specializing in that care. And again, in order to remain well in remission, it's a lot of work. And for those people who come to me, I was like, you're not thinking about other things. If your body is doing this, something is happening inside. It's like a switch off and switch on. It is something is happening. So we need to be cognizant about what is happening, feeling the body and understanding the need so we can take care of it appropriately. So these things don't happen.
That's so true. That's so true. Oh, Dr. Marina, this has been wonderful. I can't tell you how glad I am you came on the show. I hope you'll come on again. There are so many people out there that need your help. There are so many people that are looking for solutions, even to try to prevent illnesses from occurring that might be prevalent in their family tree. People who want to, stay healthy or just, or have issues that they need to really address and feel better. People like you, bring such, clarity and hope and really give people the a happy, healthy and productive life that they want to live, you know. And you know, so I'm so glad you came on the show today to share your wisdom. I'm so glad that you talked about fertility because I hear that all the time. So many people think they're broken, like you mentioned, and they're not. They just have to find the root cause, you know, and someone like you can find that root cause and help people, you know, really be able to, you know, possibly conceive and really, you know, be able to, you know, do the things they want in life, you know, and because it's horrible when you wake up in the morning too, when you can't even get out of bed because you're so fatigued and you don't know why. You know, there's reasons for it, and people like yourself find the root cause, and that's what is most important. So I thank you so much for being on the show. You've been wonderful, and all your advice and knowledge today, it's been just outstanding. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It is always fun.
Thank you. You have a great day.
The same to you. Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.